USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package as a group of senators try to produce a bill that can be brought to the floor of the Senate this week. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying on CNN's State of the Union Sunday that a provision to fund an expansion of the Internal Revenue Service for greater enforcement of tax laws was removed from the bill as part of those negotiations.
One reason it's not part of the proposal is that we did have pushback. Another reason is that we found out that the Democrats were going to put a proposal into the reconciliation package, which was not just similar to the one we had, but with a lot more IRS enforcement. So that created quite a problem because the general agreement is that this is the bipartisan negotiated infrastructure package and that we will stick with that. And President Biden, to his credit, said that we will not be renegotiating these items in the reconciliation package.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Officials say the largest wildfire currently burning in the country is now about the size of Los Angeles. Jeremy Scott reports.
The bootleg fire burning in southern Oregon is the largest wildfire in the U.S. It's just north of the California border and has scorched more than 476 square miles, an area about the size of Los Angeles. The fire has burned at least 67 homes and 100 outbuildings. Thousands more are threatened. Containment of the fire now at 22%. One of dozens of major wildfires burning across the West. Forecasters warning of dangerous fire weather through Monday in California and southern Oregon. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases to 5 among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus says in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this week that he wants to bring a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill to the Senate floor for a vote. However, a group of 10 bipartisan senators are still trying to piece an actual bill together after agreeing on a framework. The push for a vote coming as congressional Democrats are also looking at pushing a more than $3 trillion human infrastructure spending bill through using the budget reconciliation process. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham says is unsupportable. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that he's willing to borrow a strategy from Texas Democrats and leave Washington, D.C. to prevent a vote on that bill.
The reconciliation package is not infrastructure. It's big government, a liberal wish list, paid family leave, new social programs unrelated to infrastructure. So we'll see if they can get Democratic support. But before Republicans beat up on the Democrats in Texas for leaving Texas too much, if for some reason they pass reconciliation budget resolution to bring that bill to the floor of the United States Senate, the $3.5 trillion bill, you got to have a quorum to pass a bill in the Senate. I would leave before I'd let that happen. So to my Republican colleagues, we may learn something from our Democratic friends in Texas when it comes to avoiding a $3.5 trillion tax and spend package. Leave town.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.